that's true. I was looking over the information here. We'll just get started right away here talking about gout. And I thought we should begin with the definition of gout, because that's an unusual sounding word. People might not even think it's a disease when they hear a word like that, but obviously it is. And for those who have it, obviously it's a most unpleasant condition, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, gout is gout when you get it is awful. And for half the people, gout affects your joints. For half the people, it's the great toe. Red, hot, swollen great toe. Hot poker is what people often say. They've got a hot poker, intense redness, pain, and discomfort, often developing over a period of hours, up to maybe half a day to a day. And once you get it, you know what it is. And 50%, it affects the great toe, but the other 50% of the time, it doesn't affect the great toe. It affects other joints in the body. And once you have what it is, and you've got it.
All right, and with that, obviously, like so many other diseases, I mean, it can vary in terms of the severity, but, for people that have it, obviously, I know that there are certain things a doctor can do for them, but there are certain things that they have to do too, right?
Well, actually, that's part of the myth of gout. One myth of gout is that it's an old disease, and it's not. It's a new disease. There's more gout today than there was 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 50 years ago, 100 years ago. As our waistlines have increased in size, the amount of gout we have has increased in size. So we know that as we have become a more obese society, we have more gout. It basically doubles in men. For every 20 pounds you put on, the risk of gout doubles, roughly. That's what the data seems to show. Affects men more than women, about three quarters, and men about one quarter of gout sufferers are in women. But the effective treatment is not a dietary treatment. Weight loss certainly is a factor. If you're drinking too much alcohol, that may be a factor, especially beer. But the real issue is that the way to keep the flares away is to lower uric acid with medication. And most people who flare blame it on their diet. And the fact is, if you follow the cardboard diet to eliminate as much uric purine in your body as you can so you don't have any uric acid flares, you can only lower it by 1 point. Most people need 4 or 5 points to lower their uric acid so that they can essentially become flare-free. And you can only do that with medication.
And that's, again, that's interesting, too, that people, if it's always thought of as just only, unhealthy lifestyles, I mean, people might feel almost like a guilt for getting...
Oh, you hit it right on the head. They'll say, gee, I had that extra beer last night, and that's why I flared. Well, in fact, they had the extra beer Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. It wasn't just last night they had the extra beer. They're always having that extra beer. So they blame it on the fact that they had beer or they had shrimp. And a lot of times there's very little shrimp in shrimp. It's mostly breading with a little bit of shrimp. When in fact, what happens is they're undertreated for gout. And until recently, the most common drug, allopurinol, a very good drug, has been on the market for 40 years. It works, and it's effective in many cases of gout, but not in everyone. And the new kid on the block called Uloric, in the higher 80-milligram dose, is more effective than allopurinol in lowering that uric acid. And for many people, that's what they need. They need stronger medicine to essentially reduce the uric acid and therefore decrease the number of flares close to zero. The closer you get to zero, the happier you are and the number of flares you get.
All right. Most importantly, where can people learn some more about this, things that we can do to reduce the risk or even recognize the symptoms so we don't think it's something else and treat it wrong and everything? I mean, it sounds like education is a big part of the answer to that.
Oh, you bet. Education, education, education. There's a good website, gout.com, G-O-U-T, that's gout.com. We'll give you some good information on gout, where to learn more about it. I think anyone who has a disease should learn about that disease. It's very clear that health literacy is an important issue. Knowing about your disease helps you take control of it, and that means you're going to do a better job. And gout.com is probably the website that I would refer people to.
All right. Much appreciated, Doctor, giving people an opportunity to learn more about this because, as I said, obviously, and it kind of is alluded to, in the release here, that it's just one of those things that many people just may not know a lot about. A lot of other things get suppressed, obviously, but, for those who have it and for family members of those who have it, they can probably tell us all about it.
That's exactly right. Yeah, you are correct. The more you learn about a disease, the better off you're going to be. And more importantly, there are a lot of people who have gout flares, and they don't occur in their great toe. They occur somewhere else in the body, and they don't know it's gout. Well, that's where educating yourself about the signs and symptoms of gout is going to make you a better health consumer and more likely to get better health care.
Fantastic. Well, Doctor, have a great holiday season. We appreciate talking to you. I hope we get to do it again someday.
Thank you. You too, and thanks so much for having me.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.